Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the morning shift, live out here in the streets, Buckhead Landing. Appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us, 3300 Piedmont Road, having a great time here on a Falcons Friday. It's the whole tailgate at home experience. The good thing is you don't even need to tailgate at home because if you come here, they've got the pizza oven fired up, made-to-order whole pizzas over there. It's already making me hungry. And shout-out to the people behind the coffee counter, just doing the Lord's work here on a Friday, getting us through the end of the week, getting that caffeine pumping. Man, it's a good place to be. I just can't. I've already had like four people text me and say, "Hey, I need a picture of this setup." And I know you posted one as well. Just a beautiful ordeal here.
Yeah, they've rolled out the red carpet. I mean, I've got popcorn. I've had popcorn. I crushed a green smoothie,
so
chocolate
good.
Donut.
So good.
You know, I heard pizza was on the way later.
Isn't it funny how you can let your mind sort of trick yourself? Like I had a bagel and a donut, and then I drank that green smoothie, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm healthy." I feel good about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not to mention the cream cheese that I just rolled out there, but you know, I feel good about it. So
it's the endorphins.
You know what I mean? Like I'm going to a yoga class after this because I just knocked back that green smoothie and just gonna ignore the 1500 calories I knocked down before that. But that's what happens when you roll into a Publix like this. So appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us and listening and taking us in your car on your way to work or with the Odyssey app. Real quick before we get to the wake-up call, because I know we've got full phone lines at the Falcons Friday, I do want to let Dylan hit us with his random pick of the week, which this one always gives me heartburn. I'm like, you know, we're keeping this as part of the record, but we have to be on our P's and Q's and all the ins and outs of college football.
That's my point why, you know, I bash other shows when they talk about how great they do when they don't. It's like, hey, like you cherry-picking games. I got games thrown at me on the fly.
Yeah, man.
Like whatever Dylan's about to say.
And I got a special one lined up for y'all. This one is near and dear to my heart. And I made a promise to my alma mater that is now a D1 school that I would make them the rando pick of the week. So we have Abilene Christian at West Georgia tomorrow. The West Georgia Wolves are favored by 1.5. The over-under is 55.5. Gentlemen, good luck.
Well, the first thing I want to say is that
just ridiculous,
Dylan is no longer allowed to pick the rando game because
I had to do it for my school.
I mean, I will tell you that last year, Abilene Christian laid the wood to West Georgia. They beat them 38-24.
Also, pause.
hey, yo.
And look, West Georgia, you know, they're coming into this game. Abilene Christian is 3-3.
Stop trying to break this down and just pick.
And West Georgia,
you don't know anything about these
West
teams.
West Georgia's 5-1. What was the what was the line again?
1.5.
Yeah, West Georgia's favored by 1.5. Over under 55.5.
I'm going to take West Georgia and the point.
Yeah. There you go.
Just because I'm angry at Dylan for picking this game, I'm taking Abilene Christian plus the 1.5. You know what I mean? Just because I'm angry at you.
And I hope you lose that game too, Mike. I hope I get to put an L column right by that record.
Well, I'll tell you something. At 2 o'clock, I'll fire up ESPN Plus on my third iPad or whatever and see how that game comes out for me.
That's cool, man. I always love those random picks of the week. Like I said, we got wake-up call here in 1 second. I do want to let you guys listen to this cut. I thought this was really interesting, and I think that there was a good point brought up. Mario Cristobal was asked this week about the Heisman Trophy, and obviously Carson Beck has been part of that conversation. Cam Ward was a year ago, and them being one of the best teams in the country, Mario Cristobal had an interesting take on the Heisman Trophy.
The only thing I would wish for the Heisman Trophy, that it was awarded when all the games are done. That whole award before these, you know, postseason games are played is absolutely bizarre to me. Like, I can't comprehend it, never will.
Are we headed for this? I feel like we're headed for
this. But that's dumb because that's not how any postseason awards work. Just because the NFL has the ceremony, at the honor, the ceremony, the award for the MVP, which is probably the closest thing, the NFL MVP is the closest thing to a Heisman you can think of with, if you want to talk about the two sports, is voted on for regular season only.
Yeah, but don't you remember when the NBA changed this, when Dirk won MVP and he was out of the playoffs? And the NBA was like, this is not a good look. This guy here in street clothes getting his trophy. Let's change this and let's push it back. I just think with all the restructuring of the playoffs, he's on to something. You're playing like possibly three very meaningful games, the biggest games on your schedule after the Heisman Trophy is awarded.
What does the NFL do with the MVP?
I'm just saying that, and first of all, let's just stop with the comparisons to NFL and college football. I don't even want to go down that road because it's not the same. Well, nothing about it should be the same.
Well, here's the deal. The award is – it's getting closer and closer to that, and that's the way the award – the award is a regular season award. I don't care if Ashton Jeanty had missed the one playoff game he played in, he still would have been up there for it. Travis Hunter didn't go to a playoff and won the Heisman Trophy.
Okay, let me throw this back at you. It's a regular season award. None of these people that are voting for this trophy in the past have ever taken a conference championship game into account. They've never looked at the SEC championship and thought, oh, there's a Heisman moment.
It's a very valid point. The problem is the conference championship games have always been looked at, even though they are technically a postseason game, post-regular season, they've been looked at as an extension of the regular season.
Yeah.
They have. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with the fact that bowl game stats suddenly started counting in like 2010 or something, and then now you've got guys breaking records that have held for 30 years, and those guys didn't get as many games, and their postseason game didn't count. Their bowl game didn't count.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. I think there's a lot of moving parts to it. I just think that when you start moving around postseason schedules and as we try to kind of get into this, remember there's that one weekend nobody ever wants to put any games because the Commander-in-Chief Trophy and the Army-Navy game, this is that same weekend. Mm-hmm. I think as things move around, maybe there's some massaging that can go on with some of those items. So
yeah,
I
think it's a slippery slope when you start doing it that way. But, look, the game is ever-changing, and there's no way around the fact that it's moving and it's probably going in a place like that. What isn't changing is the fact that Sports Talk on the Game is presented to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Yeah, hit it, Dylan. 404-726-0929 if you want to hit us up on the wake-up call. You got any thoughts about how the Falcons plan to stop Josh Allen or what you think might happen in the crazy world of college football tomorrow. We were talking earlier about Jordan Hare being the house of horrors. Sometimes it is a tough place to play. Georgia heads there this weekend in Bama with a wonky road game up at Mizzou in Como at noontime Eastern, and that's 11 Central over there. So a lot of funky things to get to if you want to call in. Let's go out to the phone lines real quick. Let's talk to our buddy Anthony over in Covington. Anthony, welcome back on the show. We always love having you, buddy.
Good morning, good morning. It is Falcons Friday, and the vibes are ha, ha. Hey,
yes,
Phil Cleater, how we doing? Welcome back.
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm the one and only Mike Huncho. How we doing, brother?
Yes, sir. I'm doing good, man.
Oh, they hit me with a win.
My favorite part of the week.
We are doing great here. It is Falcon Friday. It is part one. We will call back on Monday for part two. But in the year of our Lord and Savior, 2025, it is time for the Falcons to change the narrative. This is why you draft all those defensive linemen. This is why you draft the two edge rushers in the first round. It's changed the narrative. Our defense has to step up on Monday night for us to get a win. Let's become a strong defensive team and change this narrative moving forward. University of Georgia going into Jordan Hare. Don't care. Georgia by 30. I like to ride in my truck, and Auburn sucks. Go Dogs. Sick 'em. Have a fantastic Friday. Atlanta, find a one.
Appreciate the phone call, Anthony, as always, man. He's always bringing a good time. Appreciate the flam from the back seat. Hopefully you guys, if you're doing drop-off, man, shout-out to your little ones out there. Had mine pick out the Halloween costumes yesterday. I got one going as Sky from Paw Patrol and the other one going as Blue from Jurassic World. So it's going to be a good Halloween, man.
The movie. Paw Patrol.
Yeah, Paw Patrol was good. She wanted to be Sky the pilot, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I lost the battle. Good. I wanted us to dress up as the Bingo family. Not Bingo, but Bluey family.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
Melrose
solid.
Melrose be Bluey, and I yeah. would be Dad, Amy
what's
be Mom.
What's the parents' names in Bluey?
I actually know the dad's name because one of the episodes yesterday that we watched was they kept calling him by his actual name, and now yeah. it's completely – If you wouldn't have asked,
I know. I'm the same way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go back to the phone. Hey, let's get to our buddy Larry, Dylan. Let's get to Larry in the truck. Larry, what's going on, man? It's been a while. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing good. I just got a couple of things real quick. First of all, Mike, you're cracking me up this morning. I eat ice cream after a salad, and I think I'm healthy, too.
Yeah, there you go. And that's the key to life, my friend. That's the key to life.
And then you said the other thing. You said, I was a little disappointed in you in this one, Mr. Mafia, man. I'm only picking this hoping that it makes you angry. And then I talked to my brother last night, Taze, and he said he's looking forward to seeing you guys at the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. We're going to be there swinging.
Hey, man, I love that.
You know, trying to have a good time. So we hope we at least get to see you guys, even if we don't get to play with you. We hope we get to see you. All right?
Absolutely.
Just
out here in the truck doing my thing, and hope you guys are okay. It's October the 10th. You guys think about October the 10th, okay?
Yeah, man, that's crazy. Appreciate the phone call, as always, Larry, and always keeping the vibes high. And Anthony's right, man, it is a Falcons Friday, but we do have that bonus Monday coming up that you and I are going to get a lot of airtime on Monday, my friend.
Yeah, we'll kick things off Monday morning. Our coverage, you know, obviously starts from the site at 11, the Signia, with Dukes and Bell and Randy, but we've got 6 to 9. As usual.
Yep.
And then we'll be down for post game at the Delta Lounge, I think, or
there
whatever,
you go, man.
Down there. So, yeah, I'm excited. I was thinking about it driving in because I'll be at Kia tomorrow, right? The Bulldog Kia in Athens. And I was like, man, I got to turn on Sunday. I said, oh, no, I got Sunday off because we got Monday.
Yep. We
and
sure
we got
do.
A quick turnaround. But we're going to be on radio for a lot from Monday to Tuesday morning.
I love it, man. I love it. Look. There's so much to talk about. And by the way, Ding, the Delta Club has some work to do if they're going to host us as well as Publix has today.
Oh, you ain't kidding, dude.
We're right here at Publix, Buckhead Landing, 3300 Piedmont Road Northeast, man. We're enjoying all the vibes put out here. Appreciate you guys so much for listening along. When we come back, we're going to get more Falcon sound from yesterday. Kyle Pitts, do you want to be here? Do you want to sign a contract extension? We'll get the answer to that. That's on the other side of the break. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.